Well, good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity Prayer Service. On this gorgeous, beautiful day, we should be out in the parking lot having our prayer service, but it's still not quite ready for that yet. But we're going to pray and we're going to begin our prayer session with Sarah Carr Jordan and the Daily Word.
Surprises. With gratitude and trust, I am ready to receive surprise blessings. I give thanks for all the wonderful surprises that come my way. I have faith each day is rich with potential, and I open myself to receive all kinds of blessings. There is a plant named the surprise lily, so called because its leaves sprout, then dry and disappear long before blooms wonderfully appear overnight atop long stems. Beholding showy blossoms where it seems nothing exists is amazing. The bulb from which the leaves and the blossoms grow is underground, following its pattern to fruition. Like the lily bulb, the longings I have planted in my mind are below the surface of my consciousness in the rich soil of spirit. By training my thoughts on the goodness of God, I am always ready for the most wonderful surprises. Luke 5:26 says, amazement seized all of them, and they glorified God and were filled with awe.
Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful daily word. Well, this is the season of Lent, and I have been sharing with you articles from the new booklet, Release and Renew, the spiritual practice for this year of 2022. And today, I'm going to bring you an article by Reverend Brunt Colbert. And the name of it is Walking in the Oneness of Faith. We can do that, can't we? Walking in the Oneness of Faith. And within each of us is a wellspring of faith, readily available as we open our minds and our hearts to our oneness, our constant connection with God. Yet at times, faith feels difficult when the world appears to be in disarray or our way forward is unclear. We might even think that we're losing our faith. But faith is not fleeting or fickle. It resides within us no matter what. And you know, love is a catalyst for faith. Grounding ourselves in loving kindness elevates us, and faith blooms. By consciously weeding out negative thoughts, words, and judgments, we draw more loving conditions to us and as we activate faith. Like turning a light switch in the brain and heart, everything around us brightens. When we change the way we look at and speak about life, we see through a glass clearly. We are lifted, and so grows our faith. You know, the disciple Peter represents faith, not because his faith was constant, but because he walked the journey from doubt, fear, and uncertainty into the knowing of oneness. So we raise our consciousness of faith by affirming, I walk in faith today. Consider taking that walk as part of your Lenten journey. This is the Lenten season, a time to walk in faith, to raise our consciousness to that high state. Begin by picturing yourself walking in faith, one step at a time. Release thoughts of doubts, fear, and struggle. Open to thoughts of appreciation and love and confidence. Call upon your wellspring of faith to guide your way. In your imagination, as you stop to notice one small bud in a dusty field, and it blooms into vibrant color before your very eyes. Then seemingly out of nowhere, a multitude of sprouts appear, grow, and blossom. And that's what we're embarking upon today. On my drive in, I saw little beginning of buds beginning to show up on the trees. So in a few weeks, we're going to be in full bloom around here. But as you continue walking, one brown wren trills from a branch while you listen with loving appreciation. Dozens of birds suddenly fill the tree with a rhapsody of song. And as your steps continue from your place of deep connectedness, you celebrate joy, love, well-being, and sacred connections, and dreams come true. Bask in that energy and know that as you continue to demonstrate your faith, with every step you encourage and uplift the next walker on the path. For when we walk in faith, no matter where we start, we will be blessed with a deep, resilient, spiritual understanding. Our loving kindness will shine out and lead the way. And we will experience the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Those words are from Hebrew 11 and 1. When we walk in faith, no matter where we start, we will be blessed with a deep, resilient, spiritual understanding. Our loving kindness will shine out and lead the way. And we will experience, as Hebrews 11:1 tells us, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So I invite you in this moment to find a comfortable position, to just know that as we begin, we are aware of our collective intention to refresh, reset, and renew our minds and bodies. So take a deep breath and breathing in and slowly releasing. we slow and still, linking ourselves with the one mind, God mind. We center ourselves in the great source of all good. And we begin to make that inward journey, breathing in and breathing out, allowing ourselves to dive deeply within, breathing in and breathing out. We move down the pathway within towards that place and time where there is nothing but pure spirit. That's the spot where we ignite that light that is already deep within us. And we build that bonfire so that all may find the way to their inner sanctuary. We breathe in and breathe out and know that we are approaching the area within spirit waits for us. And we come to the door of our inner chamber, and we're excited, for we know that beyond those doors is peace. We know that beyond the door of our inner chamber is love. We know that any need will be met as we step over the threshold beyond the door of our inner chamber. And we feel the energy like we've never felt before. We feel the stirring of spirit moving in every fiber of our being. We feel love, pure love. We feel that love enfolding us like a warm blanket. And there is peace. We are surrounded by peace and love in our inner chamber. And we find a spot within to sit by the still running waters, the waters of life, the waters of wholeness. And as we sit, we sigh, a sigh of surrender to the quiet within. And we do as Jesus Christ bid us to do. We sit and we rest here in the quiet. As we gently prepare to return to the presence of this room, take a few more moments to express your gratitude for the gifts that were received in the quiet. And we want to share what we have received, the strength, the peace, the love. We want to share it with the universe. So if anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if you have someone you want to hold in the essence of the energy that has been generated, you can speak their names now. Or just hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And for anyone who has crossed the threshold of this church, and spreading out into all the Unity churches, being the beacon, being the light. And we enfold them and embrace the universe with love and with light, filling love wherever love is needed, bringing wisdom to all the world leaders, opening their eyes to know. We thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ. Moving in, the power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Thank you for joining us at Lifting the Vibrations of the Universe this afternoon. Go forth and keep creating that wonderful, beautiful world. Blessings.